Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. I do hope that this program, especially this week, I've been talking about finances and work, and I hope that it helps you see that the Bible not only gives us the teaching we need to know how to get to heaven, and that is through trusting in Jesus Christ. It's by this we are saved, as we start off each morning on this program, but also it gives us instruction for life. God wants us to be prosperous and successful in life. That's what he tells us in his word, and so there is specific teaching on all these areas of life. Now, when it comes to finances, being prosperous and successful does not mean being richer than most people or having all the things of this world that you want. The Bible encourages that we pursue wealth in moderation, that we pursue wealth in the context of a different vision for life other than just being rich, that we want to be a blessing to others, that we want to draw close to God, pursue God, to know him and his righteousness, to love God and love others. That's what we ultimately want, to love God. The primary way we do that is by loving others. And so our job, our work can fit into that as we serve others through our job. Our job can help us have the finances we need to support a family, to support ourselves, to not be a burden on others. And it's good to save money, set it aside for a rainy day, set it aside to have security. Proverbs says we should want some security from wealth. But then the book of Proverbs also warns, and the Bible warns, that we should never put our security in money. We should never trust in riches. We should never say, because I have this much money saved up, now I am completely secure and poverty or financial hardship or hunger could never come to me. No, nothing is secure like that. And even the righteous, God may allow something to have happen to you that is going to be a great financial hardship, even if you've been saving, even if you've been doing all the things you're supposed to do. And God has his own good purposes if he allows that. God has something better in mind for you if he's allowing that. It might be that you were starting to get too wealthy to the point where your heart was being led astray. Or it might be that there's just some other reason that has to do with someone else and not even have anything to do with you. That God allows that to happen. But the Bible says, yes, we should want to have wealth. We should want to, as far as it depends on us, establish some security for ourselves. But always remember, we trust in God. Our hope is in God, not in wealth. Well, today I want to talk a little bit more about Herod and John. First, let me take a moment to encourage you to go to church this Sunday. You need to find a place where you can be encouraged from God's word, where you can understand God's word, where God's word is taught. And that is a big part of how you can really put into practice God's word and be prosperous and successful. As the Bible promises, it's for those who meditate on God's word, who delight in the law of the Lord, that God promises prosperity in life. Again, this isn't about a big bank account. This is about having peace and joy and satisfaction in life. And God tells us in his law that having a church family where the Bible is taught is part of how you're going to accomplish that. And if you don't have that in your life, you're setting yourself up to fail in really understanding and applying God's word in your life. So I want to encourage you to make the decision to set aside that time to plan to go to church this Sunday. If you don't have a church you know of to go to, we always welcome you at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray for the 9 o'clock service, and also at the 11 o'clock service at Fairfax First Baptist Church. I preach at both those church services and would love to have the opportunity to meet you there if you're looking for a church in the Fairfax or Luray area. Well, let me share also with you a phone number if you have questions about our church services, free counseling that we offer, or anything like that. The number is 803-943-8237. That's 943-8237. You can find our website is Fairfax FBC. That's for First Baptist Church, fairfaxfbc.org. Let me talk about Herod and John a little bit. They represent two very different kinds of careers. And I'm encouraging you from the Bible, if you're going to have success in your workplace, you need to connect it with your overall goal in life. You need to say, my job is not just something I've got to get done and then I go about my life, but your job should connect with your goal in life, which is to love God and love others. And I hope what I said yesterday encourages you to think about your job doesn't have to be anything glamorous or glorious. Just think about the fact that you're part of a group of people that is in some way helping others. And remember, God wants us to rule over creation, to develop things, make things, explore things, and rule over creation. And just about any job you can think of, if it's not harming people or taking advantage of people, it is helping people in some way. Well, Herod and John represent two different kinds of careers. Herod was a king. He had access to the finest food, clothes, and living places of his day, so he has a high-income job. He's king. John the Baptist was a prophet. That was his career. And he ate locusts and wore clothing made from camel's hair, which isn't exactly the softest material out there. And he lived in the wilderness. So he had a career that did not bring in much money. Yet despite those differences, the Bible says that John was a very successful person. And three different times in Matthew chapter 14, Herod, who is a king, is portrayed as someone who is controlled by others. You know, he's the king. He's supposed to give orders. People are supposed to do what he says. But three different times in Matthew 14, it's clear that no, he's actually controlled by others. So we see that first when John was arrested. And Herod had John arrested, but it wasn't because Herod wanted to arrest John. We read in Matthew 14 that it was because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. She had left her husband to marry Herod, and John the Baptist was telling Herod that this was against God's law, and that made her mad. She didn't like hearing that there was someone saying that her marriage was unlawful, that she shouldn't marry her husband's brother. And so she wants to silence him, and she had control over her husband. He did what he was told. His wife said, hey, you got to arrest John. And so he says, okay, honey, I'll arrest John. He's controlled by his wife, even though he's a king. Later, Herod wanted to kill John. And so later he wants to kill him, but he couldn't do it. Why not? Well, Matthew 14:5 says, because he was afraid of the people, because they considered John a prophet. So once again, he's afraid of the people he's king over, the people he's ruling over, and so he can't do what he wants. Then we have Herod forced to execute John in a gruesome way by his stepdaughter, you know, his new wife's daughter, and she asks for John the Baptist's head on a platter, and Herod didn't want to do that at that time, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he had to. So again, because of people that he's supposed to rule over, he has to do what someone else wants, not what he wants. John the Baptist, on the other hand, could continue to do what he knew God wanted him to do, which was what he wanted to do. He had a goal to seek God's glory no matter the cost. And that is why he could, without any wealth or position whatsoever, call on the king to repentance. He could tell the king of the land, you should repent from what you've done. You shouldn't have married your brother's wife. And no one could stop him. This was God's call in his life, and he was going to do it, and no human could stop him. Even the threat of a jail sentence, even the threat of death could not stop him because he lived for God's glory. He lived to please God, not to please men. And so while John may not have enjoyed the wealth that Herod had, he had a successful career. Herod as a king was a lousy king. He just had to keep doing whatever it took to make everyone around him happy. He was a slave to the people he ruled over. John, though a prophet who lived out in the wilderness, passionately pursued God throughout his life, and he had contentment and peace and joy, I believe, in life as a result of that. Well, I pray God's blessings on you at work today, if you're at work today, that you do it as service to God and not just for human masters. Until next week, remember, you can trust the Bible.